What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Well, the Commerce Commission of the National Assembly continued on Tuesday for the second consecutive day the consultation period for the mining contract. National police agents placed security fences around the headquarters of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, which was located on Avenida, Mexico. A new day of protest was expected in the afternoon in the vicinity of the assembly in rejection of the new contract between the state and Minera Panama. Groups that opposed the operation of the mine in Colón called on the citizens to protest in front of the legislature about 4 p.m. The PRD headquarters is located a few meters from the assembly. Meanwhile, the Trade Commission continues with the stage of citizen participation in the discussion of the first debate of the mining contract. In total, 221 people signed up to participate in those discussions. And as of noon on Tuesday, the 29th, 42 people had spoken, both for and against the mine. After spending almost 15 hours in 3 days sitting on the bench, the expert from the Judicial Investigation Director of the DIJ of the National Police, Elicio Abrego, concluded his statement in the trial for alleged money laundering through an account in the name of the company Blue Apple Services. Abrego began his statement on Friday, the 25th, and ended on Tuesday. The Perifo defended his financial performance report, which is the document used by the anti-corruption prosecutor to support his accusations against 18 people and his theory in the case, that through a basket account of the Blue Apple Company, about $80 million was received and moved. This is product of funds from contracts with the state. Abrego was questioned by the lawyer Rosendo Miranda, defender of the former minister Federico José Pepe Suárez, and the lawyer Valentin Martínez Vázquez. The latter from the firm Martínez Acha y Asociados, Valentin Martínez is linked to the Olimpo Foundation, through which a property was acquired in Buenaventura Golf and Beach Resort in the province of Coclay. Last month, Martínez Vázquez was sentenced in the first instance to 18 months in prison for another case of money laundering, the so-called new business case, about the use of public funds in the purchase of the shares of Editora Panama America S.A., which we know as IPASA, and that was in December of 2010. According to Miranda, the final beneficiary of the Olimpo Foundation is Ricardo Francolini, also charged in this case, and that his client only established said company as a professional service. The expert, Abrego, indicated that Valentin Martínez Vázquez appears in the transactions to make payments for the maintenance of that property. Prosecutor Manuel Barrias questioned Abrego about the formation of a company at the request of Francolini, to which the expert responded that this information appeared in his report. According to the investigation, $235,000 from the Blue Apple basket account was used to pay part of the debt of the Olympus Foundation. The accountant Julio Cesar Aguirre, whose testimony was requested by Arturo González Basso, lawyer for Molino Cano Achurra, who worked as Federico Suarez's secretary when he was Minister of Public Works between 2009 and 12. Cano Achurra is pointed out as the person who acted as an intermediary for the acquisition of turbines for hydrological project called El Sindigo. This is in Chiriquí with funds from Blue Apple. According to the investigation, Suarez had interests in this project, whose visible face is Teofilio Garrido from the Los Naranjos Overseas Company. Garrido was also accused, but he died before the trial was held. The accountant, Aguirre, as a witness requested by Molina Cano's lawyer, indicated that the former official did not act as an intermediary in the purchase of the turbines. This version was refuted by prosecutor Edwin Juarez, who assured that Cano was the person who handled the documents to promote the hydroelectric project. The anti-corruption prosecutor's office has managed to recover some $40 million of the total $80 million that circulated through the Blue Apple Company. This was confirmed by the anti-corruption prosecutor, Aurelio Vasquez, in the development of the trial of 18 people for alleged money laundering through Blue Apple. Vasquez explained that 15 collaboration and penalty agreements were reached in which the defendants promised to return money, real estate, and other values acquired illegally. He stressed that in more than 12 hours of statement made by the expert from the Judicial Investigation Directorate, Eliseo Abrego, part of the evidence presented by the public ministry has been established. On Monday, during his statement, Abrego was questioned by defense lawyers for alleged inconsistencies in the financial analysis carried out on the accounts linked to the Blue Apple Company. Rosendo Miranda, defender of the former Minister of Public Works, Federico Suarez, alleged that Abrego never went to the banks to verify who the final beneficiaries of the accounts were, nor did he establish the methodology he used to prepare his report. Meanwhile, Arturo Sauri, George Moreno's lawyer, also strongly criticised the report submitted by Abrego, pointing out that it had inconsistencies and unverified information. Well, as we mentioned yesterday, the court planned to culminate Abrego's testimony, and did so, and evacuate another 5 witnesses and 2 experts. The Blue Apple plot, according to the public ministry, is related to the embezzlement of that $80 million and involves crimes such as money laundering, corruption of public servants, criminal association, and falsification of documents. On the 21st of August, one day before the trial began, Judge Baloisa Martinez sent the file of 2 defendants, that's Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli, to the Supreme Court of Justice after they took office as deputies of the Central American Parliament, Parlacen. Cristel Getzler is also in that condition. The Cabinet Council endorsed on Tuesday the draft budget to the Panama Canal Authority for the fiscal period 2023-2024, which amounts to $4,776.5 million. In addition, it authorized the Minister of Canal Affairs, Aristides Royo, to present the project before the National Assembly. The project estimates contributions to the state for $2,470.8 million, for 2023 contributions of $2,544.6 million were estimated. The document indicates that expenses are estimated for $1,542 million. The budget for fiscal year 2023 was $4,652.9 million. The National Authority of Public Services, the SAP, applied a fine of $599,320 to Naturgy's Metro Este Electricity Distribution Company, which we know as EDEMET. This is for deficiency in the quality of electric supply in the province of Veraguas. According to the entity, technical personnel from the National Electricity Directorate detected serious deficiencies in circuits 34-17 of the SONAR substation, circuits 3421 and 3422 of the San Antonio substation, which are mainly caused by a lack of maintenance. Armando Fuentes, administrator of the ESEP, sent a message to the distribution companies to make their respective investments that contribute to improving the quality of life of their clients. Otherwise, they will adhere to establishing the sanctioning processes in accordance with what is indicated in Law 6 of the 3rd of February of 1997, complying with due process. It was recognised that this province is not the only one that registered these irregularities, for which reason it was revealed that the same decisions are being evaluated for West Panama, where investigations are also being carried out. Tourism. Tourism generated an economic impact of $902 million in the first semester, according to the report of the Tourism Promotion Fund of Panama, Promotor. The General Director of Promotor, Fernando Fondevilla, indicated that their goal was to reach an economic income of $769 million in the first semester, so the figure achieved of $902 million exceeded the initial objective by 17%. Fondevilla specified that by the end of the year they expect international tourism promotion plans to leave the country with an impact of $1.8 billion. He assured that the arrival of tourists from the 9 priority markets where the promotion of Panama has been reinforced has increased, such as the United States, Colombia, Brazil, Canada, Costa Rica, Argentina, Spain, France and Germany. Tourists from these countries registered an increase in arrivals in the country by air during the first half of 2023, reaching 58.7% compared to 41.3% in other markets. Fondavila highlighted that the length of stay of tourists from priority markets increased on average from 8 to 11 days. We are progressively generating more demand from our key markets and attracting our priority audience, these travellers whose interests align with the vision of sustainable tourism for Panama and who generate a more significant economic and social impact since they tend to stay longer, carry out more activities and spend more at the destination, explained Fondavila. Right, well, the big talk of this week, wasn't it, was the earthquake. Here's a little bit of advice. After the earthquake that did shake 3 provinces and the region around midnight this Monday, the security authorities reiterated to the population the steps to follow in event of this type of event. One of the main recommendations given is to remain calm when registering an earthquake. Likewise, it's recommended to eliminate possible sources of fire, such as disconnecting the equipment from the current outlet. Those who live in multi-story buildings or structures should not use the elevators. It's also recommended to find a safe area, stay away from windows and objects that can be detached, locate the evacuation route. The tremor was recorded at 11:59 p.m. on Monday and had a magnitude of 6.2 on the Richter scale and was located 67 kilometres from the community of El Porvenir, the Gunayala region, with a depth of 49 kilometres. In the morning hours of Tuesday, the National Civil Protection System reported that the earthquake was felt with greater intensity in the provinces of Panama, West Panama, Colón and Gunayala. In addition, they have not, happy to say, registered any damages. And that's it. There we go. There's a look at some of the items in the local news for you today, all compiled for you here on The Breakfast Show.